Come to order. Joined tonight by Senator Bundy, Senator Hoffman, Dyson, Senator Stedman, and myself, Senator Green. The other senators are excused because of weather and state and personal business. The two bills we have before us tonight are House Bill 4001 and House Bill 4002, Siesta House Bill 4002. And we have Jan DeYoung on from the Department of Law to answer questions. And Commissioner, would you like to come forward and explain the 4001 for us, please?
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Scott Nordstrand. I'm the Commissioner of the Department of Administration, and I'm here at your request to discuss, we have CS for House Bill 4001, and I presume the discussion rests primarily upon how does it differ from CS for Senate Bill 4001.
Thank you.
And finance, and what does it do? Is that fair?
That's fair. Thank you.
As you'll recall, and I'm a little awkward for me in the sense that the original Senate bill was what the governor proposed, and this doesn't look a lot like the original governor's bill, I must admit. But in any case, the Senate Finance Committee substitute essentially prohibited the Commissioner of Administration, and in this case, presently at least, myself, that notwithstanding any other provision of law, the Commissioner may not draft, adopt, file with Lieutenant Governor, or publish regulations granting or extending employment-related benefits for same-sex partners of unmarried state employees, et cetera, et cetera. It essentially prohibited me from issuing a regulation similar to the one that I did on October 13th of this year. It also made it a Class B misdemeanor for me to do so. It provided for retroactivity for Section 1 to June 1, 2006, which, as you recall from my testimony before the committee previously, was the date that the Supreme Court issued an order requiring that we, that is the state, implement same-sex benefits by January 1, 2007. So that sort of summarizes what the Senate Finance Bill did. The House Finance, CS for House Bill 4001 Finance, is a shorter bill, a simplified version, I think, of the Senate Finance version. First of all, it thankfully removes the criminal penalties, and I thank them for that. So that's gone. The language itself, you can just compare. It's a little more concise. I don't know if it's more or less comprehensive, but the intent remains. It says the Commissioner of Administration may not adopt, allow to become law, or implement regulations that grant or extend employment-related benefits to same-sex partners of state employees or members of the state retirement systems unless expressly authorized by statute. And I can assure you, I mean, the sense of it is that there is no such express authorization within the statute and that this would constitute a prohibition. And the retroactivity provision, and I think this is significant, is a significant change. There is no retroactivity provision here. So if you presume, and it is true, that regulations were issued by the Department of Administration on October 13, this would not retroactively make that act illegal, inappropriate. So that is a significant change. And I could just ask or answer any questions you might have about that, but that's essentially the change.
Are there any questions of the Commissioner? Jan DeYoung, do you have anything to offer, even though I don't have any questions?
No, I'm just I'm an Assistant Attorney General, and I'm available if you have legal questions. Thank
okay.
you.
Very, very good. Are there any other comments from any of the members? Is there a motion? Mr. Stedman?
Would and move that we adopt CS for House Bill, or pass CS for House Bill number 4001 Finance.
Thank you. Is there objection?
Object.
Objection. Would you like to speak to your objection?
No.
Thank you. There's one objection. Call the roll, please.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
Senator Olson. Senator Stedman.
Yes.
Senator Bundy.
No.
Senator Dyson.
Yes.
Senator Wilkin. Senator Green.
Yes.
48-1A.
And so House Bill, CS for House Bill 4001 has moved out of committee. Will be on the floor. And are you also speaking to CS for House Bill 4002?
Once again, Senator, I'd be happy to if you would like.
Okay. Just as a, this is the advisory vote.
This is
in conjunction with the Anchorage general election in the spring.
I can tell you what I learned listening to the committee and
thank you.
And based upon my testimony there. CS for House Bill number 4002, Finance, is essentially a request that an advisory vote, statewide advisory vote, be held on April 3rd, 2007 to ask the question, and you can see at the end, shall the legislature adopt a proposed amendment to the state constitution to be considered by the voters at the 2008 general election that would prohibit the state or a municipality or other subdivision of the state from providing employment benefits to same-sex partners of public employees and to same-sex partners of public employee retirees. This was designed, as I understand it, to occur in conjunction with the municipality of Anchorage's election in an attempt to minimize the costs associated with the election. And I believe you have a fiscal note from the Division of Elections as to the estimated costs. And other than that, this, of course, would be simply an advisory vote. It would not, and it's important for the public to understand, I think, that this would not have the effect of amending the Constitution, but rather, as in past cases, I understand that historically this has happened, where the voters have been asked whether they would like to have this presented to them, and then the legislature has used that as a basis for going back the next session and reaching that conclusion, either up or down, as to whether or not it should go before the voters as an actual constitutional amendment. The first occasion when that could be presented to the voters, as I understand it, is the 2008 general election.
Okay. Are there any questions? Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess I do have a little bit of concern having it on April the 3rd. As in any special election, we have a low voter turnout, but by having it coincide with the Anchorage election, it would seem to me that that would give the Anchorage voters more reason to go to the polls versus other parts of the state, thereby having more say in this on this issue.
Through the chair, that could very well be. The Division of Elections might have an opinion on that. I don't know. It may be that there are other municipal elections on that day as well. I think the focus in the state, I don't know if that's the case, but we could ask the Division of Elections, but I don't know. But certainly that is a fair comment, that if there's assembly races to be had and all of the like that would bring voters to the polls in Anchorage that wouldn't necessarily in Bethel or Nome, that could certainly be a factor. Can't deny that.
Any other comments? Are there any questions? Senator Stedman.
I'd like to move that we move from committee CS for House Bill number 4002, Finance.
Is there objection? CS for House Bill 4002 is moved from committee with accompanying fiscal notes and individual recommendations. Is there further business to come before this committee tonight? The committee is adjourned.